Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Bava Basra 91. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara picks up a discussion where we've been discussing that it's a terrible sin to manipulate the markets artificially in order to benefit the merchant who is selling the crops, because these are staples that the society needs. And so now our Gemara tells us that if there is a sudden change in the price of the marketplace, what we should do is we should gather in prayer. Says the Braisa, Masriyan al Prakmatia ve'afigu b'Shabbos. We should be Masriya for business even on Shabbos. What is Masriya? So the Rashbam says that this refers to prayer. And what this means is that we should gather in prayer if the price of the grain has descended dramatically. And as a result of this, the merchants are going to lose a lot of their money. We can gather even on Shabbos, where it's a mitzvah to, in general, to be rejoicing. We're allowed to gather in prayer for the business needs of the community. So the Rashbam's point is that this is gathering in prayer because we're gathering to call out to God about the diminished value of the produce, and as a result of this, the merchants are harmed, and so therefore we should be gathering on Shabbos. The basis for this is an earlier Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Yudalad Amud Alf, where there is actually a dispute about what does it mean to be Masriyan. So there in the Gemara in Tanis, where it's not referring necessarily to Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says that Masriyan means not prayer specifically, but blowing a shofar, that we should gather together for a communal need and blow the shofar. Whereas Rav says that it means to be tzoakim with a loud voice, that we cry out with a loud voice, and we call out to this prayer that we say on communal fast days that is called anenu. So those are the things that we should be doing, Rav says. So there we see that Masriya, according to Rav, means prayer, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means blowing a shofar. The Nemuke Yosef says that the reason why we're allowed to do this even on Shabbos is because it is a nezek gadol. It's such a great harm to the community where there's going to be such a great economic loss to the majority of the people of the city. And the Levush adds that when you have such a loss as it relates to the financial relationship of the community, the financial health of the community, that is the equivalent of pikuach nefesh. That is the equivalent of where people's lives are at stake, because there's communal needs, and obviously making a living is on people's minds to such a degree that the Levush compares it to pikuach nefesh, and therefore he says it pushes off Shabbos. So even though on Shabbos we wouldn't think that we should be calling out for a special prayer service for the financial health of the community, but that is what our Gemara is teaching us. And the Maharatz Chayus says that the reason why it's allowed is because on Shabbos it is a time of mercy, and so therefore we need to be Masriya at this time of mercy so that we don't lose this opportunity. The Tur actually says, it goes a step further. He says not only are we calling out in prayer, but the Tur takes this a step further and says, no, what we're doing is we're actually blasting the shofar. This is how the Tur's position, that we're blasting the shofar. And he writes that we gather together on Shabbos, we blast the shofar, and in addition to that, we actually fast. So we are misanin umasrin afilu b'Shabbos. We are fasting and we're blasting the shofar even on Shabbos. Now, most of the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim do not agree with the Tur. They say, no, that on Shabbos we're allowed to call out in prayer, and we're not allowed to be blasting the shofar. And the Beis Yosef challenges the Tur on this, and majority of the commentaries say that the Tur was well-duck, that he was not careful enough in his reading, but there is that position out there that even on Shabbos we're allowed to blast the shofar for a financial need. So the basis of praying on Shabbos is not just that this is an allowance, that we're allowed to pray on Shabbos if there's a financial need. No, it goes much further than that. The Rambam writes in his Hilchos Tanios, in his Laws of Fast, chapter 1, Halacha Aleph, he writes, it is a mitzvah asay, it is a positive commandment from the Torah, lizoku haria, to cry out in prayer and to blast in with trumpets on kol tzara, on any distress, shelo tavo al tzibor, so that it not come upon the community. And he has a verse that states, "Aratzar torer atchem bareosem bechatzotzros." If there is a communal distress, that we must be blasting the shofar in order to cry out to God in these times of needs. And the Rambam says that this refers to anything that is causing pain to the community, like, for example, a famine or something similar to them. We're supposed to call out in prayer at this needs. And this, the Rambam says, the reason why we should be calling out in and prayer and gathering together, because this is not that the prayer itself is necessarily helping, but because the prayer will spur us to repent, because this is the way of the penitent. V'davar zemi darkei atshuva, because in a time where the pain is coming and we call out, then everybody will know that this is a time, therefore, that we should be looking at our actions, and we should be looking towards our actions as a way of repenting, as it states in Jeremiah, that turn away from your sins. And this is what will cause us to turn away from our sins, that we gather together and we call out to God. We'll understand that we should be repenting as part of our prayers. And he also writes, he says, Umidivrei Sofrim, it's written that we should also be fasting on these times of need in order to arise and to arouse repentance from and forgiveness from Shemayim. The Rambam, however, in Sefer Mitzvos, writes this amongst the mitzvos of the Torah. He counts this as one of the positive commandments of the Torah, that together with the mitzvah to blast the shofar when we bring communal sacrifices, he counts amongst these mitzvos the idea of fasting at a time of communal need. And the Agonos Mamonios, however, does not argue with this. So we see that there is a fundamental dispute about whether it's a positive commandment from the Torah to actually gather together in a time of need, and this time of need is even on Shabbos for financial distress, and even according to the Torah, we should be blasting the shofar. So important is it to gather together in a time of need and call out to God in prayer.